guys, did you know that I actually have a civil case against that that stole my husband?
Don't sue a stripper.
Why not?
She's a stripper. Life sued her, and she lost.
Call Sam at Ash at 702-820-1234 or visit their website, samandashlaw.com. Sam and Ash, because you deserve what's right.
Doug Douglas, Adam Candy back here on the Press Box, and we have Sam and Ash with us. And before we get to the hard-hitting legal questions, I want to congratulate you guys with your partnership with the Henderson Silver Knights. I was listening to HSK today last week, and congratulations on that. Should be a fun partnership.
Oh, thank you.
We're so excited. It's going to be great. Yeah, and we hope to see you at games.
Yeah, we love what they're doing over
there. I'll be there. I can walk to those games.
Perfect.
So no problem. No problem with a DUI afterwards, because more importantly, I can walk from those games too.
That is important.
So I can be up on the patio enjoying many facets of that. But we unfortunately need to turn ourselves to a little bit something more more deep and dark, unfortunately, a murder case. And when it comes to murder cases, we go to our lawyers, Sam and Ash. And Adam, what's going on with a skateboarder?
That's a great question. Why don't you guys, Sam and Ash, take the lead on this one, as have a wrongful death suit here involving a guy who had the stuffing beaten out of him at a Comfort Suites in Illinois. What's the situation here?
Well, it wasn't a very comfortable suite at the hotel. The guy apparently used a skateboard and beat the crap out of him, and he fell on his head, hit his head, and he died. There's first degree murder charges were filed against the guy, but there's also a wrongful death case, and that happens. You know, you have a civil suit, you know, that coexists together with the criminal prosecution, and we talk about that a lot on the show. Is when these two different parallel paths, legal paths, happen at the same time.
So does
all right, that, I,
oh sorry
go ahead please
I was just going to say, does an estate suing another person change the way a case is settled?
Not necessarily. What really happens here when someone dies as a result of someone else's intentional acts here, someone has a right to pursue the damages that person who died has, and you know, the loss of life and everything, and the family members have. So really what a wrongful death case is, the family members are pursuing their damages. They're going, look, you took the life of our family member, and as a result we have emotional distress. We maybe, you know, relied on that person for financial compensation or financial support, so we have damages, and so they're going to pursue the wrongful death case. It's very similar to, I always point to O.J. Simpson. Remember,
yeah.
O.J. had the infamous criminal trial where, you know, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit, and they did. And then the family of Ron Goldman and Sam, help me. I'm blanking on the other person's name. The woman.
Nicole Brown. I can help you.
Nicole Brown, yes. So her family, they sued O.J. Civilly. Yes. Yes. Nicole Brown.
But that leads to... Because I always thought, why isn't that double jeopardy then?
Well, because it's not a criminal case. Remember, criminal cases are brought by the state, you know. So it's the people versus... Here it's going to be... against Terry Kennedy, and the punishment there is either a criminal fine that you pay to the state, restitution to your victims, or it's jail or probation or something similar. In a civil case, the punishment is money damages more often than not. Sometimes you have to do things, you have to stop doing things, but here, the civil case, your remedy is damages and money.
And double jeopardy applies also to just one entity filing criminal charges against a certain person. So you'll have cases, and you're seeing it right now in the George Floyd matter with Derek Chauvin. He's having separate criminal charges related to that death being brought against him by the federal government. And so that's a different sovereign. It's a different legal entity. So both the state and the federal government can file separate criminal charges. So it really just has to do, you know, double jeopardy means like the state of Nevada can't bring you up on murder charges twice.
So can so let's say he gets convicted of first degree murder by like the prosecutor, does that, can that be admissible for the civil suit, or is it like a weird, like, okay, well, we also now have the, we have to prove it completely separately, and it changes the assumptions?
Oh, you're coming in with the serious questions, and it sounds, I'm worried that you're concerned about this, but Jared, but yeah, that stuff is admissible. And one thing is, you know, it's in civil cases, the burden of proof is lower. You know, in criminal cases, to get a conviction, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And then in a civil case, and that's a really high standard, but it's not impossible, as we see day in and day out. But in a civil case, it's beyond a preponderance of the evidence. And so that's actually, it's lower, and that's arguably why OJ got convicted on the civil case and not the criminal case.
So, okay, I honestly, I don't know what this gentleman's net worth is, but if he spends a majority of his money, or like he liquidates everything in order to put forth a criminal defense, and then he loses the civil trial, how is the, is there, what's the mechanism of enforcement on a, if he loses the civil trial and he spent all his money on the criminal trial?
Oh, well, I mean, I think anybody who's been through a divorce can have some insight to that, because there's a judgment and there's a court. Yeah, there's a court ordered settlement, a court ordered judgment if it goes all the way through trial and you lose. And then the court has, we'll call it authority over the collection of that money, and you can be held in contempt of court if you don't pay. Now, there are certain ways that you can protect your assets, legitimate ways of protecting your assets, not just hiding, you know, hiding your cash in a shoebox somewhere, burying it in, you know, burying it in the woods. And one way is, there are certain states that have protections for your homestead, and Nevada is one of them. We have pretty strong homestead protection. You can file for, if you buy a family home and you live in it, you can file for some, for a homestead protection, and then that, that property becomes very difficult to attach. Remember, OJ moved to Florida. Florida has, I believe, an even stronger statute on the books for that, and so the reason he moved to Florida was not for the climate. It was because, unlike California, Florida did provide him more asset protection.
Oh, it's like the old get divorce in Texas.
Yeah. Yes. Or, you know, Costa Rica. Right. So, yeah, no, I mean, this is, it's absolutely, there are some analogies to that. And I think a lot of people have been through that. So, yep.
We're speaking with Sam and Ash. You can call them at 702-820-1234 or visit their website, samandashlaw.com. Sam and Ash, because you deserve what's right.
All right. So this is something I wanted to get to, mostly because I don't understand at all. And I hope you guys can explain it to me like I'm a toddler. The Belarusian, that's even the correct way to say that, sprinter's legal situation at the Olympics. Like, I don't understand what is going on at all with this, except that according to the Associated Press, she didn't get to run. Have you guys been following this case at all?
I haven't. I read an article about it. I don't know, Sam, if you're on it. I know you're into international politics a little bit more than me, but it's actually, I think she was over in Tokyo for Belarus and was running as on the track team, and was complaining and vocally complaining about her coaches entering her into a race that's not her specific race. So she's criticizing her team. So then they basically come in and say she's not mentally stable and try and send her back to Belarus. And when they get her, she gets to the airport in Tokyo, they are basically say she protests. She seeks asylum. She doesn't want to go. She's asking to stay. And I think she ends up at the Poland embassy.
Yeah. Let me add something to this. Belarus is basically a rogue dictatorship state.
Oh.
They recently hijacked an airplane, literally. Like, there was a guy, a blogger named, forget his name, but they literally, the president ordered the Ryanair flight was flying over Belarus between two totally different countries, and he sent fighter jets to force the plane down because he knew this blogger was on the plane and arrested him.
And they actually had to change this sprinter's flight because her flight, because now I think she went to Austria, they had to like change her flight because of that. They were afraid that it had gotten out and that they were going to try and do something similar.
Wow. All right. That actually is exactly
don't go to
what
Belarus.
It's
crazy. Don't criticize the Belarusian government.
I'll
take that.
Or at least don't criticize and get on a plane flying over their airspace.
Yes.
All right. Final question, and this comes directly from Adam Candy via text. The vaccine passport in New York, what is going on? You guys were discussing it apparently before we came on.
Oh, I just heard it on the news on my way into work that apparently New York, any indoor activities or restaurants are starting to require proof of vaccination in order to sit down at a restaurant or go to any an event indoors.
Wow. How are these things that are potentially going to be challenged legally? And do you think they would succeed at all if so?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe. The answer is yes. Scary. Maybe. And the final word on this is that it's going to, by the time any resolution is met, it's too late. And the crisis will hopefully have passed and the issue will be moot. So the point is, it's going to get challenged in the courts. I think they have standing to do it. I think they have their own legal footing. They may lose in court. Who knows? But by the time it all gets figured out, hopefully COVID's over and there's no need for it anymore.
And there's just a practical standpoint also. There's no uniform database that has tracked these vaccinations or a uniform card that everyone has. So there's going to be a lot of fake documents being shown around. And also the people at these restaurants and facilities aren't trained to know what's real and what's not.
Would it make you guys feel better if we had vaccine passports? I mean, would you feel safer, like, going out to a casino?
I'd feel safer if our vaccination rates were up higher, but no, I don't think that you need to prove that.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, you see those signs in the bathroom, all employees must wash hands. I'd like to have proof that they wash their hands, but I got to admit, a lot of times I don't know if they are or aren't.
I need your hand-washing passport right now.
Yes. You know what? It would be wet. And I would appreciate it at any time I demand to see it.
Okay, so quick aside, I will say that they don't check IDs in New York anyway. And I know that from personal experience. Oh, so they're not going to check these. Like, even if you gave them a fake passport, if a 17-year-old me was allowed to go into bars, this is not going to work out well.
Oh, my gosh.
They might still come after you for that, Jared.
Oh, good.
No,
good. Save this.
Really?
But no. I'm joking. But it's similar to temperature checks.
So
no one really, no one took those seriously.
I talked to somebody who his only job was to stand at the entrance of a casino and do a temperature check. And he literally told me they never, not once, turned anyone away.
Yeah. They just go beep, beep. You're
yes,
good.
Yes. Got your temp.
My favorite was the lower your mask. Okay. Sure. That's the key factor in all of this tech check situation.
That's better than what my doctor asked me to lower earlier in my checkup. So anyway, I'm just a fill-in here.
And on that note, we'll send you to Claybaker's.
There you go.
Have fun, guys. Have fun.
Thank you very, very much, and I'll see you out at a Henderson Silver Knights game soon.
Looking forward to it.
And remember, you can call Sam and Ash at 702-820-1234 or visit their website, samandashlaw.com. Sam and Ash, because you deserve what's right.
Call Sam and Ash at 702-820-1234 or visit their website, samandashlaw.com. Sam and Ash, because you deserve what's right.